This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, our message is, you must believe the word.
But here's the bad news. Go back to Hebrews chapter 4. Look at verse 2. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. Thinking back to those Israelites and what happened to them. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. God sends his word to accomplish a work in our lives, and that work is to take us into abundant life. But just like the Israelites who were not able to enter into God's rest because they would not believe the word, he says that same word of the good news of the gospel that's being preached to us, it didn't do them any good. Why? Because they didn't mix it with faith. Amen. They didn't mix it with faith. They heard it. We talked last week about you got to hear the word, amen. They heard that word, but they did not apply faith. They did not believe. And the same thing can happen to us. We're here today. We're listening to the word of God, hearing the fact that God's plan and purpose for us is that every one of us would have abundant life. But guess what? We can still miss it. We can still miss it. Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Look at verse 7. Let me show you what the Christian life is supposed to be like. For we walk by faith and not by sight.
My Lord, thank you, Jesus.
We walk by faith and not by sight. What was the problem that the Israelites had? They believed what they saw with their eyes and what they feared in their heart instead of the word of God. How many of you have some kind of challenge in your life today? Let me just see. Amen. Amen. Just about everybody here. You have a choice to make today. You can look at the challenge that you have. And you know what? Even when it seems to everybody else like it's an itty-bitty little challenge, the devil will magnify that thing into your mind until it's bigger than Goliath. Amen. It looks like a giant. It looks like a double giant. And we have a choice to make. What am I going to believe? Am I going to look at that giant that's in my life and say, you know what, that thing is big. I mean, that thing is really big. In fact, I just can't even see, I can't imagine how that thing's going to be defeated in my life. Whether it's financial, whether it's family, whether it's physical health, whatever it is, that giant is big and I can't see how to beat it. Am I going to believe what my eyes see? Am I going to believe the fear that's in my heart? Because when you face a giant, you will have fear. Yeah. Amen. Don't fool yourself. I know that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Yeah. But when you first see the giant, how many of you know that you can have a little fear moving your heart? It's not that you never have fear. It's that you know how to deal with it. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. So when you're facing a giant, fear is natural. Let me tell you, when David stood up to Goliath with those five little stones, don't tell me that David didn't have a little fear moving in his heart. Why? Because God set us up so that the fear gives us the adrenaline we need to overcome the challenge.
Amen.
When you learn how to overcome the fear and to use the fear, that's when you have the power to overcome the giants in your life. Don't be afraid about being afraid, but learn how to overcome the fear. Amen. So what are you going to believe today? Are you going to believe what your heart is telling you? Oh, you can't fix that. Oh, that marriage that you have, man, that husband, that wife, it'll never change. Oh, that child of mine. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, God, I don't know what I'm going to do with them. Lord, why did you give me a child like this? Any of you remember Bill Cosby's curse?
Yes.
May you have a child that's just like you. Maybe that's why God gave you the child you have. Amen. Oh, Lord, this financial situation, I just don't see any way out of it. Lord, we will never get, how can we ever get out of debt? We're so deep in debt. Lord, I just don't see it. Are you going to believe your fears? Or are you going to believe the word of God? You see, that's the danger. That's the bad news. We can still miss it the way the Israelites missed it. If we do not mix the word that we hear with faith. But praise God, that brings us to good news again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what the good news is? You can believe the word of God. You can believe the word of God. And believing his word, you can enter into his rest. Hallelujah. Catch it. You have the right to believe the word. Nobody can take that right from you. Not even the devil himself can take away from you the right to believe the word of God, because it's your choice to make. Let me tell you something. If the Bible is not trustworthy, you don't know anything about God. Have you ever thought about that? If you can't believe the Bible, then you don't know anything about God. Who would you trust to tell you about God? Would you trust me to tell you about God? I'm a nice person. Amen. I've been to school. Amen. But guess what? If you rely on me to tell you about God, you're in trouble. There's only one source from which we can learn about God, and that's God's book. That's the book that he put together in order to tell us about himself. So if you can't believe the word, you don't know anything. You have nothing. But the wonderful thing is, the Bible is trustworthy. You know, throughout the years, people have tried to tear the Bible down. They've looked into the word and they've seen some things and they ask this question. Well, now, is what the Bible says corroborated by science any place? And for years, they've tried to tear down the word of God. There's a people in the Bible in the Old Testament called the Hittites. And up until the 19th century, they were going, well, there is no evidence of there ever having been any such thing as a Hittite anywhere in the world except in the Bible. It must be a lie. They just made it up. And finally, somebody went on an archaeological dig, dug up a piece of stone, and on there it talked about the Hittites. Hallelujah. Do you understand that science has never disproved any statement in Scripture? They try and they try and they try, but they have never done it. You know why? Let me show you why. Hallelujah. Go over to Psalm 119 and verse 160. Let me tell you why. I can stand here with confidence and tell you that science will never disprove anything that the Bible states. Psalm 119, verse 160. Here it is. The entirety of your word is what? Truth. And every one of your righteous judgments endures how long? Forever. The entirety of the word of God is truth. And because it's the truth, nobody will ever be able to disprove it. You can rely on the word of God. Anything that it says, anything that it tells you, you can rely on. You can believe the word. In fact, you can believe what the word says about God. Mm-hmm. Look at Psalm 103, verses 2 through 5. You can believe what the word says about God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's the kind of God we have. Hallelujah. That's what he says about himself. And you can believe what the word tells you about God. Now, I have to tell you, there's part of that that I particularly like. Somebody was asking me about my age the other day, and I said, hallelujah. I take this verse right here. I stand on this verse right here. It doesn't matter how many years I got on me. My youth is renewed like the eagles, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm a young man, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, you got to believe the word. Amen. I don't care how I'm going to be 96 years old, still being a young man. Hallelujah. Because I believe the word of God. Praise God. You can believe what the word says about God. You can believe what the word says about you. Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If you've put your trust in Jesus Christ, here's what the word of God has to say about you. And you can believe it. It's the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, what is he? He is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Isn't that great news? Isn't that great news? How many of you have a past? Now, when I say a past, you know what I mean. Amen? You have a past. Praise God. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. If you are in Christ Jesus, your past is in the past. Isn't that great? Your past is in the past. It's gone. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to deal with it. You don't have to be guilty about it anymore. You are a new creation in Christ. Somebody said today is the first day of the rest of your life. Well, if you're in Jesus Christ, it's the truth, because old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's good news. Hallelujah. Look at verse 21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. You know who you are if you're in Jesus Christ. I don't care how big a sinner you used to be. You may have been a professional as a sinner. Amen. But if you are in Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus has cleansed you and made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. No matter how big a sinner you used to be, this is the testimony of the word of God about you. You can believe it. No matter how big a sinner you used to be, once you put your trust in Jesus and he becomes the Savior and the Lord of your life, you become a new creation in him, and you are no longer a sinner in the sight of God. You are the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. He sees you from that moment forward through the blood of Jesus that has cleansed you from all your sin. And God will never again be angry with you. Hallelujah. Those people, the Israelites, he was angry with because they did not believe. You put your trust in Jesus. Start following him. You won't have to worry about the wrath of God coming down upon your head. You can believe what the word says about you. You can believe what the word says about your circumstances. Go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Look at verse 13. No temptation. And that word means temptation or trial, problem, difficulty. No temptation has overtaken you such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted or tried beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. You can believe the word about your circumstances. Your circumstances are not unique. Have you ever felt like you're the only one? The only one that's in this kind of a situation, that's having to go through what you're going through. I'm the only one. Everybody else is so in such a good shape. I remember sometimes I'd be going through a challenge and I'd sit down and watch TV, and everybody come on TV, I'd envy them, because I'd feel like their case couldn't be as bad as mine. But catch it. What did he say? There is no trial, there is no situation that has taken you except what is common to man. You're not the only one. And the second part's even better than the first. With every trial, what has God promised? He has already made a way of escape that you may be able to bear. Isn't that great? Praise God. Whatever you're going through, whatever giant you may be facing, God has already appointed a way of escape, a way through that situation that you can come out victorious. It's already there. That is God's truth. That's the word of God on your circumstances, and you can believe it. But you know what? You need to believe that the word is for you. It's not just for somebody else, it's for you. Amen? Everything that the word says, it applies to you. You are not the exception. The supernatural and the natural consequences of obeying God's word or disobeying God's word will fall on you. Go over to Proverbs chapter 6. I've shared this with you before. No matter how good your intentions, you are subject to the word of God. And I've shared with you, when I was in Colorado, had a young man in our church just getting married. He was short of money, seemed like a good young man, seemed like he was beginning to grow in the Lord. And so he asked me to co-sign a loan for him, a couple of thousands of dollars. And because he was in the church and because he seemed to really be growing, because he really seemed to want to commit himself to Christ, I said, well, you know, I think probably God would want me to help this young man out. He's getting married. You know, he needs it. I'll go ahead and co-sign the loan for him. Amen. How many of you know I'm still waiting for that money? I co-signed that loan. He took off. Never seen him since. And I had to pay it off. And you know why? Because I didn't know the word. Look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. My son, if you become surety for your friend, and that's what surety means, co-signing a loan, amen, you guarantee that loan for somebody else, that's what this means. My son, if you become surety for your friend, if you have shaken hands in a pledge for a stranger, you are snared, you are trapped, you are in a fix by the words of your mouth. What's it saying? Don't do it. Don't do it. I was trying to be holy. Amen. I was trying to do the righteous thing. I was trying to help somebody. But guess what? I was still subject to the word. The word had already told me this is something that you should not do. And because I didn't know the word and therefore I did not obey the word, I missed it. Trying to do right, I missed it. Understand, you are not the exception. Whatever the word has to say, it applies to you. When you get into that relationship with somebody, a guy or a girl, a man or a woman, and the pressure start getting on you to go into a room together or into the back seat of a car together, and things start getting out of control, understand the word applies to you. When you get ready to go down to the store and you take out that piece of plastic out of your back pocket and you're going to spread it all over town to get the things you want and run yourself deep into debt, understand the word applies to you. When you meet somebody that, you know, you just kind of really don't like because they talk about you and things just aren't right between you, and you start talking about them and you start getting on them because of you don't like them and everything, guess what? The word applies to you, and it says that strife stirs up strife. Hallelujah. So understand, you are not the exception. You need to know that whatever the word of God says, it applies to you. How do you put the word to work? How do you let your belief in the word of God come out? Go over to Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Let me tell you something. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. It says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Understand it. Catch it. Here's how you evaluate yourself. Here's how you see where you are. If you really believe the word in your heart, what's going to come out of your mouth? You're going to speak the word. Isn't that right? Out of the abundance of the heart, what? The mouth speaks. So here's how you test yourself. Do you really believe the word of God? Just look at yourself. How do you talk? What's your conversation like? Is your conversation all about lack and failure and what I can't do and how I'll never overcome and how this giant is just beating me all over the place? Is that what you're talking about all the time? Or are you speaking what the word of God has to say about your situation? Yes, I've got giants in my life. Yes, they are trying to beat me, but they cannot succeed because I am more than conqueror through him who loved me. I am victorious in Jesus Christ. And I will live and I will not die. I will stand and I will not fall because he is by my side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Evaluate yourself. Do you really believe the word of God? And guess what? You know what the good thing is? You can turn it around. Not only if you believe the word, you will confess the word, but it also goes the other way. If you begin to confess the word, it will help you to believe the word. Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 17. You know this verse. Romans 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. When I begin to speak the word, who's the first one who hears it? It's me, hallelujah. Amen? I hear my own word. I cannot tell you how many times I've been facing a challenge in my life and starting to get discouraged because of that giant that I'm having to deal with. And I will sit down and I will open up the word of God and I will begin to speak the word. Just speak the word. Sometimes you are too far down to even pray. You ever been there? You don't have the spiritual energy to even pray. But what I found for myself is that even when my emotions are pulling me down, I can still open up the word. Amen? I can still begin to read the word and to speak the word. Oh, I may not even feel like it. In fact, I probably won't feel like it. I don't feel like doing anything, but I can make myself just open up the word, find a good place in the word that has to do with my situation, and just begin to read it and to read it over and over again. And after I read it a little while, I begin to speak it. And after I speak it a little while, I can begin to pray it back to God. Say, God, this is your word. This is what you said. And Lord, I know that you will never, never fail your word. Hallelujah. And so what you've told me about my situation is the truth. And God, I claim it right now in the name of Jesus. And you know what? I start off all down and depressed, you know, looking for a rock to climb under. Hallelujah. And by the time I confess the word a little while, I'm ready to get back up and start moving again. Hey, where's that giant? Come on, giant. You see, when you confess the word, it'll help you build faith in the word and in the God of the word. Hallelujah. So if you look at yourself today and you find out that what's coming out of your mouth, out of the abundance of your heart, is not the word of God, but it is the evidence of your eyes and of the fears that's in your heart, just like the Israelites. If that's what you find is going on in your life, you need to start confessing the word. Substitute the word for all of that fear and failure that's been coming out of your mouth. Here's the key. It's your choice. It's your choice. Look at Hebrews again, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Here was the word that was given to them and is given to us today. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, that is into the rest of God, that is into the abundant life. And to those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience. Again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time as has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Do not harden your hearts. You are hearing the word of God today. Amen? And understand, God is speaking to you through his word. His word is sent forth that it will not return void. And I praise God. I know it's not going to return void. It's going to do a work in somebody's heart here today. Praise God. Are you going to be the one? Are you going to be the one? Are you going to be the one who will not allow the devil to harden your heart today? You can hear the word and harden your heart and say, oh, that sounded good, but you know, I just don't think I can do it. You can be the one who hears that word and says, oh, yes, but he doesn't know what I'm having to go through. You know, if he knew what I was going through, he wouldn't say that. Oh, yes, I would. Oh, yes, I would. Amen. See, he says, don't harden your heart today. Open your heart to receive the word. You need to make a choice to believe the word. Here's our next to the final scripture. Amen. Go over to Gospel of John, chapter 20. Look at verses 24 and 25. This is after Jesus had been crucified and resurrected, and he came into the presence of his disciples. John 20, 24. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, catch what Thomas was saying. What do we call him now? Doubting Thomas. Catch what he was saying. Thomas was saying, "I'm going to make up my own set of criteria for whether I will believe or not. Here's what I have decided. I have decided that unless I can put my hands into the print of the nails in his hands and into the hole in his side, I will not believe." Now, whose choice was it whether Thomas was going to believe or not? It was Thomas's choice. He said, "I've made up my mind what it's going to take for me to believe, and on that basis, I'll believe or I won't believe." What have you made up your mind about what it's going to take for you to believe? Can you believe the Word of God because it is the Word of God? Here's our final scripture for today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. "For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the Word of God which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." Are you ready to receive the word as God's word today? Because if it is the word, you can believe it. Amen. And if you will only believe the Word of God, if you will take it to yourself, open it up, and everything you see, that applies to me, and I'm going to stand on it. You can walk into the land and you can beat your giants. God will show you where to find that five smooth stones that you need to bring down the giant in your land. But if you decide to believe the evidence of your eyes and the fears in your heart, you will never enter into God's rest, and you will miss out on the abundant life, and you will go through the rest of your life saying, "Oh, why did God fail me in my hour of need," when all the time the door was open for you to enter into the abundant life. Here's my challenge to you today. Don't miss out. Don't miss out on everything that God has for you. He has an abundant life for you. It's a good life, amen? A life in a land flowing with milk and honey. Even in the midst of the world that we live in today, you can have abundant life. But it's only if you're willing to believe the Word. And if you believe the Word, as we'll find out next time, what will you do? You'll obey the Word, amen? Believe the Word. Hear it, believe it, and obey it. And you will have the abundant life.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Derry Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Derry or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.